You're at the local on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Keep your finger on the pulse by tuning in every Saturday 1 till 2.
For all your inside information on local community groups and events.
Join us at the local 1 till 2 every Saturday. On 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is At The Local with Domenico and Eleanor.
You utter bastard. You'll never know what happened to people, but something bad did. Domenico cut my lunch. Good grief. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 4ZZZ. This is At The Local. I'm Eleanor. I don't know who this other bozo is leaning across the studio with the Brewer's Droop microphone.
Yes, it's me.
I think his name is Domenico.
Yes, it's me, Domenico.
How are you this week, Dom?
I am fantastic. I've had such a great week meeting some amazing people, sorting out, sussing out all the amazing things that are happening in our town this weekend.
There you go. I have had a reasonable week too.
Really? Poetry slam you went to?
I did not get to go to Words or Whatever last night, but I would have very much liked to. But I am going to go to the Jam Jar Poetry Slam on Sunday, so I feel like Brisbane is opening up like a grey day tourer.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Deadly nightshade. I also think I was very sad to be away from you last week. I turned my back for but a moment.
Yes.
And it turned into the man show.
Yes,
it
turned into the man show. I played all my man crushes. And
love
I had
it.
The lovely, lovely Sue Ray coming in to perform live in the studio. And she subbed into the flirtatious role that you normally have with me. She started flirting with me.
Did she now?
Yes.
I heard that online and I was a little bit like, step off my man. That'd be my man.
Yes. But she came in and played a Nina Simone song.
Oh, that was awesome.
It was for her Nina Simone tribute show.
It's, you know, this is the thing, like really great songstresses like Nina have obviously got this incredibly long-lived appeal. Mm. And I think the long play sessions at the Powerhouse are going to be really quite interesting to go and see. So that's tonight, isn't it?
That's tonight, yes. You can still get tickets on the door.
But I thought they were running out soon, so people need to get in.
Sue Ray was telling me tickets have been selling very fast since her on-air live exclusive in studio performance.
That's the power of radio, isn't it?
Yes.
There you go.
Also on the bill, you have Texas Tea performing a Paul Kelly album as well.
There you go. And I've always liked that concept of not just exploring the band for themselves, but seeing what influences they have and kind of starting a broader musical conversation. So
definitely.
It's going to be interesting. Mm. What do we have coming up in the show today?
Well, we have today... You look so angry right now. No, we have... We're going to talk about the Northeast Street City Farm and about their amazing event that happens every year, the Winter Solstice.
There you go. We have Rebecca coming from Northeast Street City Farm, which we're very much looking forward to chatting with her.
So I see that you've picked all of our music today, Eleanor.
I have. I've picked a rather good song to start us off.
Really? Is it one of my boy crushes?
It is one of your boy crushes. As a bit of homage to you. It is Lanius and the Family Yar, an absolutely amazing Brisbane-based group who I love to see. And I did kind of want to play their tune. What was it? It's Shit at Life, Good at Music. I love that title. I think it's just really, really picturesque. But instead, I'm going to play Oshi by Lanius and the Family Yar. A little bit of a chill out. Relaxo, welcome to the shortest day on earth. And welcome back to 4ZZZ at the local. You are listening to Domenico and Eleanor. We are here with Rebecca from the Northeast Street City Farm. And during that beautiful bracket of music, we were listening to Lanius and the Family Yar with Oshi, quickly followed by The Tallest Man on Earth to celebrate the shortest day of the year, which was To Just Grow Away. What'd you think of that?
I really enjoyed The Tallest Man on Earth. Very Bob Dylan-esque.
Did you think that too?
No, I just stole what you said on off air. But no, it was that was actually really lovely. And I really enjoyed that song. So we have Rebecca.
And how it is that you? Time of year. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you both.
You know, it's funny because what we're here to talk about today is the solstice.
Yes.
And it's a great time of momentous astrological everything. And I am not an expert on these matters, not even a dilettante, not even vaguely interested. Occasionally read Jonathan Kaner in the Herald Sun online. That is my major astrological claim to fame, but I think it's worth declaring this a very portentous time of the year.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm in full agreement. The beautiful thing about the solstice is we pass through the longest night, the darkest time of the year, and we're moving back towards the light.
See, something's got to come from this.
That's poetic. Powerful stuff. Riveting. Riveting, powerful stuff.
Oh, well, thank you, Tom.
But yes, so you're the event manager?
No, not by any stretch of the imagination. I just jumped in to give these guys a hand. I love what happens up at North East Street. I've been involved with them for a little while, since about the start of last year. I held an event there last year and just fell in love with the place and wanted to stay in the loop for the winter solstice, because it is such a beautiful little event. It's a great thing happening in Brisbane, and it's just such an eclectic little happening.
It is.
You don't want to miss it.
And we won't be. We don't have anything else to do except to feel torn about Sue Ray's gig at the Powerhouse tonight.
Oh, so I know, isn't it hard?
I had to tell Sue Ray that I was going to go. She looked at me like, don't worry, it's a sellout anyway.
She was like, and so are you, Dom. Yeah. So are you. We actually had Vivian from the North East Street City Farm a little while ago earlier on the show, chatting about your programs, about both the garden, both the workshops, and some of the community schemes and events that you do there. But this is one really highlight event in the year calendar, and you know, it's free, but with donation if people feel that they can support the city farm. But what can they expect when they walk through, not that you really have doors, but when they take themselves down there, what should they be expecting tonight? Like, what is happening?
Well, you can expect to be wandering into a bit of another world. We're going to have a lot of roving performers. There's a lot of ambience. There's a lot of exciting stuff happening in that way. We've got a really, really killer lineup. After the opening ceremony, which is at 5, we've got Cool Vibrations for that. So there's going to be some chanting, and we're going to light the fire and have the Welcome to Country and really just set the scene for what's to come. And then we've got this incredible lineup of bands. We've got Lunar Junction. We've got the Clem Four. Matt Nelson, who's a local Brisbane legend acoustic artist, the Hayden Hack Infusion, Fat Picnic, Lady Abundance, Moldy Lovers, Truth Serum. It's just going to be oodles and oodles of good music. Plus we've got circus acts on the Mango stage inside. We've got, like I said, the roving performers. It's just this melting pot, really, of local culture. The Chai Cafe is going to be pumping out tea and cakes, I believe, and then we're going to have some great food set up outside as well. The food is incredible, seriously. I just got some little sneaky insights into the menu the other day. I think things are still everything's being finalized, but it's brilliant. Like, you don't want to miss this. It's just I get so excited even thinking about it. I can't wait. Yeah.
So you were about to burst out of your own skin.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So much energy going down the microphone.
And just so
there.
You know, those of you who obviously can't see, I mean, those radio being, I mean, you can see, but if you can't see right now, radio being the medium such as it is, you missed Dom and I crumping ourselves into Five Brothers Espresso Oblivion. where did we get it? No, we got it from Fifth Battery today.
That's great. Fifth Battery. Yeah. Proud sponsors of 4ZZZ.
Yes. But so I think also, so is Brother Espresso.
No, Fifth Battery as well.
Oh, are they the same company?
I don't know.
Off air conversation. God. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
It was beautiful. Either way,
we'll do that later. You missed the crumping, but also you missed the fact that Athena looks, that Rebecca looks like Athena Star Woman.
Wow.
She's got this gorgeous mane of like angelic
blonde
fairy floss hair. And she was just like going nuts in her seat about that lineup. I have only been to North East Street in the daytime. How will we get around
in
the night?
Is this your first time?
It's my first time for everything. Okay, I'm new to Brisbane.
I get your hand the whole way.
Thank you. You don't hold my hand enough, Dom.
Oh. Snap.
And you got my lunch.
You've never been at night?
I have never been at night. So do people need a torch?
No, not
God,
by any
boring,
stretch of the
it?
Imagination. It really, really comes to life.
I'm all about health and safety. I was
at
like,
night.
Will I need gumboots?
Wouldn't hurt in case it rains, but I don't think that's going to happen. I wouldn't worry. There's the way it lights up is incredible. Both the stages will be fully lit up.
And there'll be a bonfire.
There will be a bonfire, yeah. We're having the kids' bonfires getting lit at about 5:30.
So if you have little ones who need to go to sleep early, you can bring them for the children's craft activities.
Yes, correct. Ah. They're happening from 4 until 7. And then we'll have the kids' fire. And then the main bonfire will be after the bands finish at 10:15. We're all going to head over in a big procession. They've got a massive fire set up. We're going to put the affirmations basket so we can let go of what we don't need anymore and move forward into the next cycle.
I have a lot. Do you BYO things in your affirmations?
BYO, shit to get rid of.
Yeah. Oh my God, so many love letters I'm going to burn.
I have already done that. It is very painful.
But liberating.
Dom was like, is this a true thing? I hate when she says true things on air and I don't know what to do. Yeah. Still, she's my friend. It's very confusing.
I have a pair of my ex's socks that I keep under my pillow. I plan on burning those just to smell them.
Yuck.
That's a
load. Yuck. I don't want to, because we're not going to let you go straight away, Rebecca, we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about solstice, and we're feeling very, dark. We've turned down the lights here in the studio. We want to hear a little bit more and chat about some of the bands, but I thought I might send us out with a little bit of Little Dragon, their song Ritual Union, which was a request from Olivia, proud supporter and subscriber who was downstairs earlier on today, and she's doing some preparations for World Refugee Day, which is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So if people do have events, they should pop online and check those out to learn a little bit more about what's going on. But maybe we'll have a little bit of a peaceful break with Little Dragon in the meantime.
And that is the Moldy Lovers with Kakistocracy. I can't pronounce that word.
Kakistocracy?
Yeah, and before then we heard a subscriber request, Little Dragon with Ritual Union. Now, the Moldy Lovers are a headlining act at the Mango Stage at the Winter Solstice tonight. And I just want to say, the Winter Solstice at the Northeast Street City Farm is a drug and alcohol-free event, which is awesome. I think it's really important to have events that are drug and alcohol-free to invite every member of the community and be involved.
It's actually, I mean, I know this, I'm conscious because I'm not here with family in Brisbane, that it can be really hard to be able to bring like cousins or nieces
or nephews or nieces.
Shout out to Dom's nephews. Powerhouse. It's hard to bring family along to events where there might be a lot of people drinking. Like, you would really like to know that it's just a great, safe, fun space where everyone can dance, they can have a good time, little kids aren't going to stand on broken glass and that kind of stuff. There doesn't have to be like monster truck numbers of security. I just think there's so much joy in being able to get together, look at a beautiful fire, have a great big cup of tea, just chill out.
Chai.
Because it'll be chill out o'clock a bit too, because not only will the Moldy Lovers be playing, but 4ZZZ's Basmati will be also doing a little bit of DJ action, I think.
Yes.
Early on, somewhere.
Playing some reggae.
Some set.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Absolutely. And the thing you'll find is you'd never know there was no alcohol there because everyone's having so much fun. Everyone is so high on the vibe of the party and the celebration and dancing. And it's really good, I think, to touch back to that, you know, particularly once you're over 18 and you can go out and you can go and party and you can do all those things. It's so easy to forget, you know, we don't need any of that at all whatsoever. You can have a dance, have a really good time, and yeah, I think tonight's an awesome example of that.
Yes, because I've been to a few of the Winter Solstice, and I remember, it's about 3 or 4 years ago, I think, I went to one, and it did rain, but it wasn't like heavy rain, it was just a light rain, and they have, at the Winter Solstice, you have the what do you call it, the lantern procession through the farm into the big, massive bonfire, and there was this guy dressed up in this big druid's cloak, and he had the big fire stick, and he just puts it in, and it lights up, and everyone's like, whoa, and he just yells out, dance! He has this big beard, and he starts dancing, and everyone's like, WTF, what is going on? Who is this crazy guy? And next thing I know, everyone starts dancing around this massive fire. Like, this fire is like the size of a house. Like,
it's a pretty big fire.
And everyone starts dancing. There's kids on parents' shoulders. I was dancing, having a good time. Get my, I don't know, animal on. Could I say that?
No, so Dom's nephews, if you are listening, he is very silly sometimes when he has this much coffee. I've done the terrible, terrible mistake of looking up on Wikipedia what winter solstice signifies, and now it's full of all of this latitude information and all this equinox dates and precise minutes of times, whereas I want really touchy-feely significant stuff. I want emotional rebirth. I want all of that stuff. Where's the she motions? This Wikipedia entry is far too sensible. Anyway, it has long held a recognition of rebirth involving holidays, festivals, gatherings, rituals or other celebrations around that time. See, good, we are on the vibe. Go Brisbane.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Never again am I looking up Wikipedia in the middle of the show.
Great. So,
what is this Saturday Brisbane line? Like a real show? No, this is people having fun and getting ready for the weekend.
Yes. So it starts at 4 p.m.
Yep. There is a farm tour at 4 p.m. Opening ceremony will be just after 5. The kids' activities are from 4 as well. So if you want to come and bring the family, that is the time. And suss out what's happening at Northeast Street, because there's so many beautiful things happening up there.
Actually, winter is a really good time to start prepping your garden and start your preparation. So if you've been feeling nervous about how to learn how to have your own vegetable patch, or you want to kind of learn some more about permaculture or a whole range of the other things that Northeast Street City Farm does, it's a really great chance to kind of kick on afterwards in a social sense, but to come before and learn a bit how the organisation works and what the farmer's like, and maybe we want to come back the next day for the marché, buy a brownie.
Yes, but the markets. Don't forget the markets.
Mm. And so the Northeast Street City Farm is just behind the Royal Brisbane Hospital, but so what's the exact address?
And are there ways to get there by the public transport?
Yes, you can. You can walk from the train station. I think the nearest train station is Windsor. Don't hold me to that. But the address is the corner of Northie and Victoria Streets.
Okay.
So you just jump off Lutwyche Road onto Northie Street. Actually, I think it's technically Bowen Bridge Road onto Northie Street. And you'll see it. You can't miss it. Big sign on the corner. Mm. And there should be, should be some great things going on.
Yeah.
A quick shout out as well before I forget, or else I will forget this. Sorry, forgive me, guys. If you have a drum and you like to play drums, rock up, meet us under the office at 9:30. Help us with the procession over to the bonfire. And if you've got some spare hands and some spare time this afternoon, come and help set up. There's an amazing vibe happening down there already. Such a beautiful sense of community. There's communal cooking and people are painting signs and getting ready. So come down early and be part of it.
For the Gillans.
Absolutely.
God, never enough painting on children.
Enough painting on children.
Yes, I can't wait. This is going to be such an amazing night. And from my experience, you wind in through these gardens and you get kind of lost, but you don't, through the Northeast Street City Farm on a winter solstice night.
Then you find yourself?
Walking up, and someone's coming towards you and you're like, oh, wow, that person's a bit of a babe. And and you're like, wow, look at this rosemary bush. Oh, wow, I can smell the basil. And then your eyes meet and then slowly, your hands are warm from holding that warm, hot cup of chai. And they're like, oh, it's so cold. I'm like, here, have some of my chai.
Oh, and then what are we going to do with you, dumb?
Have a sip of chai.
May I please be that
eyes.
Lady?
And then your lips meet.
Oh, good
nice
grief.
Embrace.
Okay. That's not officially on the poster for the Northie Street City Farm celebration of winter solstice tonight, but next year when they are looking for new marketing ideas, I'm pretty sure they'll be coming back to the podcast of this show for that moment.
I'm just going to put out some erotic fan fiction for
winter solstice. Shush. Shush. Oh, my goodness. Now, earlier on, we featured the Mouldy Lovers who will be playing at the Northie Street City Farm Solstice event, which is happening tonight. We all know that you can hop online to ncsf.org.au. Please Google Northeast Street City Farm for yourself, or alternatively, if you are not internet connected, then you can certainly pop on the white pages and give them a buzz. I'm sure there'll be someone there at the office who can let you know what's going on. Otherwise, turn up between 4 and 10 p.m. just about, and there will be something of pleasure to keep you going. Eyes meeting across a rosemary bush.
Oh, so
I don't want to just think about it.
Erotic Tales with Dean Natoli. It's great. Only here on At The Local at 4ZZZ.
Make sure people know. I just wondered if we could send us out with The Strut, which is a tune coming from...
Are we talking truth, Sarah?
We are talking truth serum.
These guys are incredible. They're headlining on the main stage tonight, so don't miss out.